now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Good friend of the show, Kramer, joins us once again as we take a look at some Bachelor Pad Lounge and films. This week's Matt Helms series, as we check out The Silencers. I've got requests flying into the penthouse, so we'll play some of those as well. Plus, new music from Pink Martini, Jimmy Vargas and Sally Street, and a mystery artist with an interesting story to tell. Right now, Karen Souza and Tainted Love on The Cocktail Nation.
Sometimes I feel I've got you, run away, I've got you, get away from the pain you drive into the hurt of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For a dust and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Now I know I've got you, run away, I've got you, get away. You don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Don't touch me, please, I cannot stand the way you teased. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm going to pack my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all.
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Donation with Pink Martini and Sayori Yuki from their brand new album 1969 retrospective Akisito no Ashito. This week we're looking at the Silences film. It was the first of the Matt Helm films starring Dean Martin. The films were made as direct imitations of the James Bond films. They were taken from a series of popular spy thrillers written by Donald Hamilton. And Hamilton's series began with Death of a Citizen in 1960 and has continued with 27 books, the last being published in 1993, just before Hamilton's death in 2006. The film adapts the first and fourth Donald Hamilton books, Death of a Citizen and The Silences from 1962. Now, to say that The Silences was the best of the Matt Helm series may be giving a bit of a misleading impression that one is praising it. One isn't. The Matt Helm series is infuriating in its obnoxiousness, but it's a fun kind of film. Donald Hamilton's books were written in a pugnacious Mickey Spillane man's man style, but at least they took themselves seriously enough, often being criticised for their grim violence. By contrast, the films really don't take anything seriously, and they bit of a smug male fantasy. A lot of fun to watch, though, and certainly one who's a fan of spy films is certainly going to enjoy the suave playboy and the endless female availability that Dean Martin has thrown himself into. Dean Martin plays the role of Helm, the Bond playboy image, which is, I suppose, a bit of a tipsy lounge lizard is the way he kind of crafts it, and it really does allow Dean Martin to play it in the full spectrum of Dean Martin. I'm joined tonight by our expert on all things film, particularly lounging bachelor pad type films, Kramer. Now, I've got to say, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about films getting past the censors, and I'm kind of surprised this one really managed to make it.
And you just look at Dino and he's like, yeah, you know, let's just have some fun with it.
Yeah.
And you know he's not right for it, but who cares?
Yes.
It's Dean Martin. You got to look at the time those movies were made, which was the mid to late 60s. Yeah, Goldfinger, which was a big hit in 1964, that was the film that really kicked in the spy-espionage craze of the late 60s. Between 65 and 68, there were no less than 200 of these movies made in Europe. There was a book came out about 18 months ago. The whole thing's in Italian. But if you're Italian's not too bad, you can sort of understand what's going on. And the great thing about all these movies is a lot of them were spoofing Bond or setting it up or just having a shot at it. Like, look, they can do it on that big budget. We'll do it on a smaller budget. And so all these movies, there's kind of a sameness to them. But like I said, they're a lot more fun to watch now because they're basically nostalgia when you think about it. And the outrageous visuals, just the fun they had, some of the stuff they were doing. And you're right about Matt Helm. These movies are really corny now. And I actually saw a trailer for one of them recently. It's Dino just talking about his new film, and you think, you know, they didn't work. They weren't big hits. And you got to wonder what he thought about them years later, because he was doing his TV series back then. That ran from 65 to 74.
Yeah.
So he had a steady job in between doing some of the movies. Now, for those of you who can go back to the 50s, you may remember, of course, that he was very popular in those comedies with Jerry Lewis.
Mm.
And they had that fallout in about 56, 57, and Jerry goes, okay, I'm going to go off and do my own movies, because he did some very, very strange movies. So Dino's going, okay, I can sing. So he does his songs, does his albums, does a couple of movies. Now, of course, he was the Rat Pack. They did Ocean's 11 back in 1960, which we're going to talk about in another program. And you just look at some of the stuff that he did. I think he did those movies for the same reason that most of the other people did. One, they were popular. Two, people are going to go and see them. And he can get a different audience.
Yeah. And make a mozzarella amount of money as well.
And everybody wins.
I loved in the Matt Helm series, and it was in The Silences that we're talking about tonight, whereby he's got this this crazy bed that turns around. It's a revolving bed, and then it opens up into the floor and tips him into a pool slash bath.
You gotta love that. I wonder if the guys who made Wallace and Gromit actually saw that.
Good to talk to you, Kramer. Here's the track from the soundtrack, Vicky Carr and Silences, on The Cocktail Nation.
A gun can be a 22 or a 38, and it will silence you, dear sir. That is a silencer. But if you should see a lady who has the kind of waist that measures 22, and she's 38 where it is great to measure 38, dear sir, she is a silencer. Dear sir, I'm her. Your shoes, don't fight, lean back, relax. Dear sir.
Hello there.
I couldn't help noticing, but these are your clothes.
What if they are?
I know you have a headache, but don't take it out on me. I mean, what should I do with these?
Just throw them anywhere. I won't be needing them till morning.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your bachelor pad.
Lonely Avenue. Nothing left to do. At least, no, not with you. I took it kinda hard. Lonely Avenue. Take a stroll when you get the blues. You'll meet you don't know who when you take a walk down Lonely Avenue. Coming down in lonesome New York town. I know you're not around, but but still I think I see your reflection in the glass. Is it too late to ask for one more round? A town as big I never knew could have a lonely avenue. Sidewalks are all cracked, all my memories are blue. I'll cross another street, but first I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll never walk again down that lonely avenue.
Mine. do to me? Are your lips saying things that you feel in your heart? If your heart is beating madly, then let the music start. Hold me, hold me. It's heaven, ooh, it's heaven when you hold me. I want you night and day, oh, I want you here to stay. Till I feel like I'm gonna explode. Oh, this is what you do to me. Are your lips saying things that you feel in your heart? If your heart is beating madly, then let the music start. Hold me, hold me. It's heaven, ooh, it's heaven when you hold me. I want you night and day, ooh. I want you here to stay.
Coop Cooper and Ella Fitzgerald, her version of the old Muskenada. Some requests from listeners of the Cocktail Nation, David Fritz, Andrew Kranick, Rowan at KillersNavigator.com, and Mark Arbo. Thanks for your messages, guys, and your continued support of the show. I know you're all big fans. In this set, four requests in a row from the boys as we kick off with Mancini and Brothers Go to Mothers.
Thank you. is the Cocktail Nation. Music.
Savage bee. Love is everywhere. Its magic perfume fills the air. To and fro you sway. My heart's in time. I've learned to care. Poinciana. From now until the dawning day, I'll learn to love forever, come what may. Tropic wind, sing a song through the trees. Trees sigh to me,
Cocktail Nation.
Leader Coop Cooper, the Bacharach tune, The Look of Love. This one performed by Dinah Krall this week, and that was a request by Rowan over at KeylessNavigator.com. News from the Hooky Lau, which is coming up this month. The Hooky Lau welcomes some Tiki movers and shakers to Fort Lauderdale. very influential authors are going to be speaking at the Polynesian Pop Festival. You can check out their website, thehukilau.com. Two of the most sought-after speakers in the modern tiki movement and its roots in historic Polynesian pop are going to be making a rare appearance at the same event during the 11th annual Hukilau in Fort Lauderdale. This is running from April 19 to 22. At the Maikai and several beachside hotels, Jeff Beachbum-Barry and Sven Kirsten, perhaps two of the most influential figures of the past 15 years in the world of retro tiki cocktails. Berry is an expert at those cocktails, and of course, Kirsten with the mid-century art, architecture, and culture. Now, Beachbum-Barry's interactive multimedia symposium, Revenge of the Zombie, the Tale of Tiki's Deadliest Drink, is going to unearth the fascinating history of this famous cocktail from the 1930s through to present times. Of course, he's the author of five books, from the Grog Log in 1998 through Beachbum-Barry's Remixed in 2009. And he's going to be mixing up several classic zombies for attendees to sample on Saturday, April 21 at the Maikai. Sven Kirsten's going to be presenting a new symposium, The Golden Age of Tiki Archaeology, on Friday, April the 20th at the Maikai. Of course, he's the author of The Book of Tiki in 2003 and Tiki Modern in 2007. So some great stuff going on at the Hukilau. If you haven't been there, do check it out. It is a wonderful event, thehukilau.com, if you'd like to find out more information about the bands and the various symposiums and how to book tickets. Right now, from the brand new Jimmy Vargas album, Lust Angeles, his seventh album, this is his track, Noir Erotica, on the Cocktail Nation.
Get a clarin, get a bound. The powder moons begs to be pony. Brazilian time, tectonic dead towns. Pray a jacket of her holy hosiery. Like the boulevard of vampire breath road, cinema to Hollywood goes. Bleach your seat to keep that nitric glow. Hark, she goes to slumland. Hark, she goes to slumland. Oh, noir liquor. The slumland, hark, she goes the slumland, oh, noir liquor, oh, noir your soul coin at her twilight deep show. Rape the raptures under her name. Be the heroine of her astral ego. Slinks the boulevard, vampire breath road, cinema to Hollywood. Bleed your seed to keep that nitric glow. Hark, she goes to slumland. Hark, she goes to slumland. Oh, noir liquor. Oh, noir liquor. Hark, she goes to slumland. Hark, she goes to slumland. Oh,
baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Martini Madness on the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper. I've been very busy these days working on a fiction book. Of course, last year I released the Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation book, which is a book full of interviews, and we released that on Amazon. You can purchase it if you've got a Kindle app. You can download it very, very easily if you'd like to grab the Kindle app on any device, pretty much, and you can check out this book. It's a book of pictures and interviews and bios and discography. But I'm working on a new book at the moment called An Accidental Assassin. To give you a little bit of this fiction book, basically the story is that I've got a lounge Lothario psychopath who's, well, on a little bit of a rampage, but he tends to assassinate people in kind of strange ways. It's a book I'm working on at the moment. I'm hoping to have it released sometime towards the end of this year, so stay tuned for that. It'll be my first book, fiction book, that I've actually released to the world, so looking forward to that. It's a lot of fun writing it, I've got to tell you. If you haven't written anything, well, make sure you do, because it is very, very easy these days, not coming up with a story, but certainly being able to release something via Amazon Kindle, which is a great way for artists of subculture to be able to put books out there. Doesn't matter what type of book it is, but worth giving it a crack, that's for sure. Let's take a look at a few of the gigs that are coming up. Forbidden Island have got their 6th anniversary with the legendary Exotica band, The Fisherman, coming to play. This is April 22, which is a Sunday. April 19, we've got the Tiki Cowboys. They're for the 3rd Thursday Throwdown, the Tiki Terrace, tikiterrace.com in Illinois. As we mentioned, April 21... we've got the Hukilau on April 19 to 21, I should say. And Monday, April 23, no cover, you can join Will the Thrill as he's celebrating Thrillville is Endless, the 15th anniversary show for Will. A decadent decade and a half of cheap thrills from the Parkway to the Forbidden Island. And he's got a couple of great movies lined up for you. Here's one that you can check out, Roger Corman's Day, The World Ended from 1956. Will always puts on a fantastic show. And of course, every Tuesday at PKNY, it's Primitiva in Hi-Fi. Right now, Ada Lee and Romance in the Dark. This is from an album called The Bachelorette Pad on the Cocktail Nation.
In the dark, you not a sound, there one sigh, just a beat of my poor heart in the dark. Fingertips upon my lips, and he begs me to give him a kiss in the dark. But soon this dance will be ended, and you're gonna be missed. Gee, but I'm not pretending, 'cause I swear it's fun to be kissed in the dark. Now let them dance. We're gonna find romance in the dark.
Cooper.
Mildred, he's at it again.
Music for your bachelor pad. The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net. New music from our very own Sally Street here in Sydney, and a new song that she just sent me the other day called Chocolate Bliss. You know, on a show like the Cocktail Nation that's broadcast across several radio stations across the globe, you tend to get a lot of mail to sort through, and people send me music constantly, which is just fantastic. This week I received a mysterious note with some MP3s attached and a story of a group called Halford Jet Set. Now, the story of Halford Jet Set begins in 1955 when John Halford was writing arrangements, jingles and commercials for NBC Radio. By the end of the 1950s, he was a staff arranger at Capitol Records, where he met legends such as Dinah Shaw, Les Baxter, Peggy Lee, Dean Martin, Bing Crosby. And in 1960, he put together a group of studio musicians and formed his own band under the name Halford Jet Set. I just love this. You're going to love this song. It's called Sparkling by the Halford Jet Set. I'll catch you again next week on the Cocktail Nation. Stay happy.